Blog Talk Radio.
Bible study preview with Apostle Loretta Williams. Today on Fresh Manna at www.blogtalkradio.com/FreshManna at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Listen to the summary and review from our previous School of Ministry online Bible study lesson. The discussion will be on part two of description of position and duties within the fivefold ministry. A lot of people have formed negative opinions about Christians having titles within the church or ministry. That's because so many believers have given themselves a title, yet have little or no knowledge of what the title means. Titles do not define who you are, but rather what you do. So people have self-appointed titles to make it seem like they are someone of great importance, yet their actions and deeds are in direct conflict with what they are proclaiming themselves to be. Today's discussion and tonight's online Bible study, we will be discussing what the Bible has to say about the calling of evangelism and prophetic ministries and the titles associated with these gifts. Join Apostle Williams as she teaches biblical principles every Thursday evening, 7:30 p.m., Daylight Savings Time. Oasis Ministerial Fellowship teleconference line. Call 1-712-775-7031. Enter your meeting ID 206-594-156-POUND. Follow Apostle Loretta Williams on Facebook, Google Plus, and Blog Talk Radio. And I'm the host for today, Brother Dante Gaines from Baltimore, Maryland. And without further ado, I'd like to introduce you our speaker for today, Apostle Loretta Williams.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Brother Dante, for doing such an excellent job as moderator for Fresh Manna Blog Talk Radio. Today we're going to be coming with part two of talking about descriptions and duties within the fivefold ministry. I pray everybody's going to be taking notes. Amen. Do want to invite you to be with us tonight at 7:30 p.m. That is Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as our evangelists are going to be sharing what they have been trained and taught or know concerning the gift of evangelism and being evangelists. And we will have three speakers talking about that. Amen, praise God. And then, amen, praise God, I am going to be closing out our Bible study with talking about the prophetic, amen, praise God, And I'm going to start out this morning just sharing about this. There's a lot of controversy when it comes to people claiming positions. It really saddens my heart because it's like somebody walks around saying, I'm a millionaire but don't have no money. Okay? And when you say you're a millionaire, that describes, amen, praise God, not who you are but what you got. Okay, praise God, I have said time and time again that gifts and callings, they do not define who you are but what you do. And another thing we've talked about, praise God, in a previous lesson, that if you really want to know your purpose in life, find out what your passion is. Whatever you're passionate about, that's the purpose that you've got to put you on this earth to fulfill. And a lot of people do not connect the two. They really don't, because they're looking, first of all, for something spiritual. But a lot of our things that we are passionate about, really, amen, praise God, it starts in the natural. It starts with, amen, a love for something in particular, amen, praise God, and you have a passion for that. And then, amen, praise God, God begins to fine-tune that. If you are not a people person, you have no business being in evangelism. Because that's who you're going to be dealing with. And you're going to be dealing with people of all different cultures, all different nationalities. Amen. Praise God. And you're not going to be just dealing with church people. There's so many people that have misconceptions when it comes to understanding the gifts and callings that God has within the church. So let's start off, amen, talking about the prophetic. Now, some may say, amen, well, how are you going to talk about the prophetic and you're an apostle? Well, you see, I was a prophet, and I still am a prophet before I became an apostle. I have been a blessed individual to operate in all five gifts. Some, the Bible says, some gifts and callings are without repentance. Amen, praise God. In my family, we are born with gifts. And I know those gifts come from God. And because I was trained, amen, praise God, by the members of my family to understand my gifts at a young age, understand that this is something that God has given to me and I'm to use it for God. And that's where a lot of people get confused, because there are a lot of people like myself that have gifts, amen, praise God, that were given to them, they were born with them, but yet they choose to go into fortune-telling, soothsaying, divination, okay, amen, praise God. These spirits are familiar spirits, and when you open up your mind and you surrender yourself and you sign a blood covenant, then you're messing around with witchcraft, sorcery. And that is because you choose to serve the creature rather than the creator. I want you to understand that. It's not being people. You're going to either serve God or you're going to serve the devil. You cannot serve two masters. So when it comes to prophetic, no, everybody is not called to be a prophet just because you prophesy. That's what the word says, okay? Prophecy, it is one of the gifts of the Spirit, and it is to speak for God, to tell God's truth. It is prediction. Now, amen, in 1 Corinthians 12, 1 through 11, it says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Ye know that you were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus a curse, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. All right? So there's a good clarification right there. Because, amen, praise God, even with the spirit of divination, it knows God. It knows who God is. The Bible says that the devil believes and he's trembling, he's scared. So just because somebody acknowledges you and acknowledges your gifts, amen, praise God, that doesn't mean that they're from God. In verse number 4, it says there are diversities of gifts but the same Spirit. So there's not just one gift. I'm not talking about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about, amen, praise God, gifts that God has bestowed upon mankind. that he has given. Some people were born with them, and other people received them after seeking God, and some received them upon being baptized with the Holy Spirit. But who you surrender your members to is an important factor here regarding the office in which you hold. So, amen, if you were born with a prophetic gift and you choose not to serve God, henceforth you're going into the occult. Or you're going to be involved with soothsaying and witchcraft because you take your gift. Amen. I know I have some family members that are gifted in the prophetic, and they choose not to use their gifts for God, but they can tell you what lottery number to play, and you will hit. They consult dream books. These were once people that were saved in my family, living for God, using their gift, talents, and abilities for God, and have backslid. Or they go to church, but they're no longer serving the Creator, and they're no longer rendering their talents just for the service of God. When it pleases them, you can go talk with them, and they can tell you what you need to do like a medium. They can read you like a medium. I don't use my gifts like that. I don't allow people, amen, to, give me a word and I pay you $100. No, but neither am I going to allow you to prostitute, amen, the gift that God has given to me for your own selfish gain. You have to have an understanding that there are diversities of gifts, not just in prophecy, but in evangelism as well. My pastor set me down and talked to me and told me, do not allow pastors to use your gift simply because you can stir up a crowd, build up their congregation, and raise a lot of money. That's what they want to call you for, and then they want to get up and tear down everything that you've preached about after, amen, you done brought all these new members into their church. Oh, yes, he did. And I want you to understand, amen, I was with a major organization. Another thing he let me know many times, amen, praise God, that if pastors and leaders was not willing to support the gift that I had, then don't go. Because I'm spending my gas money, amen, praise God, I had a brand new car. I'm driving back and forth to revivals, sometimes driving all the way to Detroit, amen, which is 2 or 3 hours from where I lived in Michigan, to get back home in the morning, get my children off to school, amen, work, and then turn around and drive back to revival, preach, and turn around, and I do this sometimes 4 or 5 nights. A lot of times, amen, praise God, we don't use wisdom because we have a zeal without knowledge. I'm going to tell it like it is. We have a zeal. We have a passion. I told you whatever you're passionate about, you will have. That's what your purpose is. And I had to learn, amen, praise God, that everybody that's saying come, come, everybody that's wanting me, amen, to use what God has given to me, it is for the body of Christ. That's what it is for. But I am not to allow the body of Christ, amen, praise God, to take what God has given and abuse it. And I see a lot of people in ministry being abused. I do my best to teach all of the ministers, all of the evangelists that are called up under, amen, praise God, my covering of Oasis Ministerial Fellowship, amen. I don't use them. I train them. I want their gift to be perfected. I want them to operate in a spirit of excellence. And if you don't do anything, amen, if you don't practice continually, you will not operate in a spirit of excellence. Amen. Practice makes perfect. But I also know, amen, praise God, that it costs money. That, amen, praise God, that many times, amen, for them to get to the meetings that we're having, amen, praise God, that airfare, train fare, bus fare, hotel fare, food, oh, it's expensive. It's expensive. So I do my best to try to compensate them, amen, praise God, to show that I appreciate their gift, just like they do the same thing for me. You don't take people's gifts for granted. Pastors, evangelists, teachers, prophets and prophetess. Amen. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. That's just four of the gifts. Amen. Praise God. When you have all five of them working together, the apostle, the teacher, the evangelist, the prophet, the prophetess. Amen. Praise God. And amen. Praise God with you. And I'm going to give you all of them. Because a lot of people, they don't understand which one is which. That they're supposed to work together. That the pastor, amen, praise God, needs the evangelist because the evangelist go out into the harvest and bring and compel the souls to come in. But pastors, amen, you can't go off and leave your sheep to go evangelize. And I see a lot of that happening. I know pastors that be gone for weeks at a time. And they put their church, amen, praise God, in the hands of a capable elder or a capable minister while they're going out running revival. And they're not running revival at their church. They're running revival at somebody else's church. And the reason they do that, amen, praise God, is because that's income for them. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. They're not doing seminars. They're not doing, amen, training sessions. They're running revivals as an evangelist. And the evangelist is back at home taking care of the local church. There's a switch up going up in the body of Christ. The evangelist is supposed to be out in the field, and the pastor is supposed to be watching over the sheep. But it ain't happening like that, okay? And then the apostle and the prophet, they're supposed to work together. Amen, praise God, because the apostle sets things in order. And we got a lot of things in the body of Christ that's just out of order. People are disrespectful. They have no respect for the house of God. They have no respect, amen, for the things of God. Amen, praise God. Even within the ministry, I see ministers, amen, don't have a regard for time, being on time. I see ministers that don't like to be reproved, rebuked. Ministers, amen, that want to walk around professing that God has called them, yet they have no qualification. They don't want to sit and get any teaching or training from somebody that has more experience from them. And then, amen, praise God, the teacher. Oh, we look down on the teacher as being a lowly profession. But I want to add this to you. Amen. We all need to be taught. We all need to sit down. Amen. The teacher is the mentor. They call Jesus Rabbi. Rabbi means teacher. You need to be taught. You need to be taught church protocol. Oh, it grieves my spirit to see these leaders running around here have no protocol. Don't even know how to act in the pulpit. Don't know how to act when you come into the house of God. Bishops and apostles, amen, coming in late deliberately to receive attention. There's a time for pomp and ceremony. We should never take away, amen, praise God, from God's glory. People are up praising the Lord, testifying. Even the word many times is going forth, and they will stop the service because, amen, the apostle or the bishop walked in. That's pomp and ceremony, and that's why people got a problem with titles. God said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men unto me. Amen, praise God. We don't never take away from the glory of God. We don't exalt ourselves above God just because he's given us a title and a position to work within the body of Christ. Jesus said, these are the gifts that I'm giving to you for the edification of the body of Christ. It is not for selfish gain. That's why a lot of people get out of ministry when they find out there ain't no money in it. And then others get jealous, but you don't know the price that a lot of these preachers have paid. Why don't you stop looking at their $300 suit, amen, praise God, or their Dolce shoes, or their Gucci handbag? Why don't you stop looking at that, amen, and sit down sometime and listen to them talk about where God brought them from? I have listened, amen, to R.W. Shambaugh. I have listened, amen, praise God, to A.A. Allen's testimony. I have listened at many of them, even, amen, Benny Hinn. Oh, my goodness. I have listened, amen, to T.D. Jakes and read his book where he's humble, his humble beginning of where God started up. Amen. Wearing the same suit. Wear the same suit tell when your wife press it, it's shiny. Amen. Praise God. Put patches. I know the bishop had patches on his pants leg. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It ain't always cream and sugar. There's going to be some bitter herbs a lot that you're going to have to drink when it comes to ministry. It's not going to always, and this is why a lot of people do not, amen, stay with the positions that God has put them in, because once they find out this word, sacrifice. They're not willing to sacrifice their time. They're not willing to sacrifice when it comes to giving. Because you're going to give, baby. You're going to give up yourself. God is going to make sure. Let me tell you something. Anybody that you know that is selfish in ministry, I tell you one thing. They're not operating in the spirit of God. Because God is not selfish. He is not selfish. When he blesses you, he blesses those that are around you. I used to tell all my members of my church, amen, y'all got to get yourself together. When God begins to bless this ministry, y'all going to clean up these old raggedy cars, take care of them, so that when you get a new car, you'll know how to act. Because I'm not going to sit up here, amen, and have a brand new car sitting in the parking space of the pastor, and then y'all got a bunch of raggedy cars sitting out, people driving by, looking at the cars all raggedy, dirty, nasty. Oh, my goodness. Ask you to take the saint home, they can't even get in the back seat of the car because you got last week's laundry in there and old garbage from where you done wet and ate fast food. Clean that mess up. You want God to bless you? Hey, you want to hang out with the rich? You got to act like you rich. You got to look like you rich, because ain't no rich people going to hang out with somebody always po-mousing. You better hear me. And it's the same way in gifts and calling. It says here in verse number 5, there's diversities of administration, but the same Lord. All administrations don't act the same. You got the Clinton administration. You got the Obama administration. You had the Bush administration. In every city, you got a mayor. He got a when he get elected, amen, praise God, he can fire the previous, amen, employee, because he has the ability to choose his own administration. And some you have to vote in, but he has the ability to say, I want this person to be Secretary of State. I want this person to be my administrative assistant. Why? Because he's got to have people that got his vision. He's got to have people that are willing to operate under his command. How you going to go in somebody else's church with some stuff that you took, amen, some baggage that you had, amen, from the last ministry? If it didn't work over there, why are you trying to bring it over here? No, because people are running. They're running from being disciplined. They're running from, amen, willing to submit themselves up under the authority of the administration in which they serve. That's the diverse and the differences of administration. I have senior bishops, amen, praise God, and we are very, very similar in the way that we minister. I have learned from my senior bishop, one's a female and one's a male. I have learned from both of them. And I like to think that I'm a chip off the block of both of them. But I am not them. The mentor that they have certainly has influenced my life. But I am still who God called for me to be. And that's what I want to say to every person. Amen. Praise God. You can be influenced by the person that is mentoring you, but be yourself. Don't try to be nobody but who God called you to be. You imitate Jesus. Peter said, and amen, and even Paul followed pursuit. Follow me as I follow Christ. If I cease to follow Christ, don't you keep following me. You better resign and go somewhere else and pray for me that I get back on track. Because I see too many people following fallen leaders. leaders that are no longer operating in integrity. That's my bishop. Your bishop then fell by the wayside, baby. They openly are committing sin. That's my prophet. They belong to my church. Amen. You got to pray for them that God, amen, restore them before his judgment come upon them. Oh, I heard one of the ministers talk about the bland meat and the blind. This is all that is going place, amen, praise God, because we don't have an understanding, amen, of gifts and callings and ministry. There are diversities of operation, but it's the same God was working all in all. I may not do things the way your pastor do it. I may not do things the way that Joyce Myers does it. Amen. I can take three women, Joyce Myers, Marilyn Hickey, is another one. Amen. Praise God. Oh, praise God. And then you got all of these other mighty, great women of God. Some are married and they work beside their husbands, and others, amen, are independent. When I say independent, you don't see Joyce Meyer's husband on the platform with her. She's up teaching, but she's always talking about days. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But then you see others like Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, amen, praise God, that work together side by side. There are diversities of operation, amen, praise God. You can look at how somebody else is flowing and how somebody else is operating in their gift, but that don't mean that gift won't work for you that way. Amen, praise God. It's like having three cooks in the kitchen and all of y'all, amen, trying to prepare the same dish. I can guarantee you that even though we may be using the same ingredients, we are not going to all fix that dish the same way. And that's how it is with the diversities of operation. Amen. God gives us separately as he will. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all, but not for your own private interpretation. The Spirit is manifest to bear witness to the Spirit. He said these signs will follow them that believe. I don't see any signs hardly anymore. I see a lot of flesh. I see flesh promoting itself. That's what I see. But I don't see the gifts of healing. I don't see the gifts of miracles. People go in church and come back out the same way they went in. Many times they demons are standing right outside the door because the angels of the Lord are forbidding them to go inside. But as soon as that person come back outside the door, they take up that self-same spirit, cussing, using profanity, foul-mouthed, ill-tempered, bad-mannered, disrespectful, right on the house of God, right in the parking lot, and you just come out the house of God. I'm not talking about congregation. I'm talking about people in leadership. I'm amazed that there is no fear of God that you can commit. Some people have even went further enough to commit adultery in the house of God. I'm talking about in a hotel. I'm talking about in the church office. Why? Amen. Because these gifts are not operating as God has said. Because see, if you really had a reference for a fear for God, you would be scared that God was going to cast you in the hell before you would commit adultery and fornicate in God's house. But there's a loss of respect. See, people forget God got eyes in every place for holding the good and evil. He see what you're doing. He saw when you did it. He saw, amen, praise God, those things that you said, that you was gossiping and backbiting about another leader. Oh, God knows everything, and he's in every place. Well, this is all I'm going to have time to get to today. Amen, praise God, because then it goes into talking about the gift of the Spirit. And that is 1 Corinthians, I've been reading from 12:1-7, just the manifestations, the diversities, the differences. Amen, praise God. It is so much. I do have a class and a book called Prophecy Series. Amen, praise God, that's available. You have to take the class to get the book. Amen. So if you're operating in the prophetic, I strongly suggest that you take this class. All right. Amen. Praise God. Going to close out. Amen. Praise God. God bless you on today. This is Apostle Loretta Williams, and you've been listening to Fresh Manna, Our Daily Bread. God bless you.